Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Boy, another busy day for me yesterday. My God, we're so behind on everything. Like, gifts and wrapping and getting the Christmas cards out and getting food. We're all backed up. We're like constipated.
Christmas constipation.
We have Christmas constipation right now. Last night we had a cheer banquet for 2 hours, which morphed right into an orchestra band concert, which morphed right into basketball practice, and finally wrapped up the night around 10 o'clock last night.
Gosh.
It's at least 2 to 3 things every single day that we have going on with the kids.
I know, and I get tired just from you telling me about them. You telling me all the things you have to do, I'm like, in one day? That's one day for you? Oh, no.
Yeah, I ran into one of the principals I know last night, and she's like, how do you guys do it? I was like, I don't know. We divide and conquer, and we're tired and cranky.
It's like, I kind of black out.
Generally, yes, we handle it by being cranky and full of anxiety. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Straight fumes.
The one thing I noticed last night, yet again, though, before the band concert, Reed came home, and he was practicing his trumpet, practicing his songs for me. And then I saw it again at the band concert on multiple levels. And every time I see it, I have to turn away because a lot of things don't make me want to throw up. But every time I see this, I'm like, emptying
the spit trap.
Yep.
The spit valve.
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
It gets me every time. He was practicing right in front of me. He's like, my spit valve's full. He walks over to our little guest bathroom, and I'm watching him in there dump it into the sink. And I had to literally had to turn away.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't watch you do that. Please stop. Close the door. And then, yes, during the concert, I'm watching them, and there's, you know, 4 trumpet kids lined up. And during the concert, they're tipping them to the side and just dumping them on the floor.
On the floor? Oh.
It's the foulest thing ever.
It's nasty.
Spit valve kids
so
are the worst.
Disgusting. I know, he's a spit valve kid. Makes me want to puke all day long.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't have done drums.
Completely unappetizing.
No spit there.
Couldn't have stuck with guitar.
Sure. I know.
Yeah, it's gross, you guys. And then he was talking about how like they have those puppy pads, you know, when you get a puppy and they learn to pee and you pee in the house.
Yeah.
A lot of times in the band room, they'll have the puppy pads on the ground in the band room so they can dump it out and it absorbs
super
it.
Super absorbent,
like,
yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
Gosh,
so there's all these wet pads laying around your band room?
There's got to be a better process for that. I didn't even think about the trumpet.
2025, Katie.
I'm trying to
you need to tip it back and swallow it.
Ew.
Suck it back out and swallow it.
But
what you need to do. It's your own brew.
Why can't we have a self-cleaning trumpet? We have a self-cleaning everything else.
Yeah.
Somebody get AI.
Or a tube.
Make us a self-cleaning trumpet.
We need that, or at least a tube that's black. So you don't have to see anything in it that comes down from the trumpet into a little sack on the side of you, like a little colostomy bag.
Like a little trumpet colostomy
bag. Yep, that's what we need.
Or a spitless child.
For our air instruments.
We got to figure something out with that, because that is gross.
I even saw a flute girl kind of tipping it
to
the side.
Oh, not flute girl.
Stop it, flute girl! You're grossing me out! It's bad.
Band kids, man, you gotta watch out.
Monsters, disgusting.
That's why I played cello.
I learned guitar and piano.
Exactly.
What do you guys got? What's going on?
Katie, you want me to go first or me?
Oh,
you?
I'll go. You go.
I did something that was so funny on my back porch. I noticed, like, right now, it is crazy how many squirrels are in my yard. Like, it's an absurd amount, enough to where I noticed. Okay,
yeah.
I think there's a whole family, and I think they're having a bunch of kiddos out there. Well, I was
squirrel party.
I was hanging on my back porch yesterday because it was like 70 degrees essentially. And I have, like, this little handful of almonds that I'm eating. And I was like, I bet you, because when I was at CSU, the squirrels were not scared of humans at all.
Yeah.
I was like, I bet you I could feed squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
And so
squirrels love nuts.
Yes, they do. But they're so skittish. Like, you look at them, and they sprint away. So I just held out my little hand for, like, 10 minutes. And the big squirrel, whatever, dad squirrel, got braver and braver and braver until he literally took the almond out of my hand with his little paws. And it was the cutest thing I have ever seen. I've never fed a wild animal like that before. I mean, I've done the giraffes, the Cheyenne Zoo or whatever, but doing that to where they gained my trust a little bit enough to at least take the almond out of my hand was so cute. And seeing a squirrel, like, with their little paws eat a little almond. Like, it was the cutest thing ever. Adorable. So now I'm trying to gain his trust. I'm like, okay, we're friends. Like,
yeah.
This means this automatically means
pet.
We're friends.
You got a squirrel buddy.
I want a pet squirrel.
Yeah.
And I know, I think they're like,
put a little
horrible.
Leash on him.
Well, you got to get the collar
rabies.
And everything.
I know.
So that's
also,
a good way to get rabies.
Don't they carry like an insane amount of diseases
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're dirty.
So that made me sad. But I was like, I have a little squirrel friend.
They could still be your friend.
I hope so. I'm really excited because he's so, and I'm like, well, now I want him to come back.
I know.
And come back again. And like,
you should name him.
What should I name it?
I don't know.
Frank,
gotta,
the squirrel?
We got to come
Hermie.
Up with a name.
Hermie?
Yeah, somebody.
Hermie
yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll workshop that. But you just have to be careful talking to the squirrel and your neighbor seeing you.
Oh, that's true.
You know
true.
What I mean? Like, you
I
start
totally
talking
did.
To the squirrels, people look at you funny, and there's really no coming back from
I
that.
I was like, come
like,
here, buddy,
it's really
come on,
hard
it's okay,
to...
you can trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know, yeah, so just be careful.
Oh boy. They
don't
all have ring cameras and everything,
tell
too.
Tell the
so.
Squirrel about your day, because people look at you funny. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's one thing we, towards the end of my grandpa's life, he started feeding the squirrels outside, and he made like a little cabinet, and he would open it up, and there'd be lifesavers and stuff in there for him, and all sorts of stuff, and he would feed the animals, and we finally had to take it down.
Yeah, right.
He would open up little cans of cat food and put them out there, and he was like attracting squirrels and birds and raccoons and feral cats. And yeah. Like, we're like, okay, Grandpa, taking
Grandpa.
The cabinet down. And I don't think squirrels should be eating lifesavers.
Yeah, I know, or cat food.
So good, though.
Like, huh.
Yeah, I don't think I'm quite there yet, but
soon.
I've had one almond. He's taken one almond out of my hand.
That's
it was
good.
Cute.
It's a start.
I like.
A
it's
start.
Like raccoons. They have little thumbs too.
Yeah,
and
they're so
super
cute.
But seriously though, go to a vet today and get some sort of shot. Just
I know.
In case.
Yeah.